Hey, everybody, welcome to another episode of Awtastic.
Yes.
Yes, that is Kirk Smith over there.
Hey, guys.
Graham Kay. This is the Comedian's Guide to Autism. If you are new to the podcast, Kirk has an autistic son.
That's true.
I have an autistic brother. We are both comedians, and we're trying to make a podcast talking about autism. And talking about our lives, our experiences, what's in the news, that is in a non-depressing light, because there's a lot of depressing autistic stuff out there, and it just doesn't have to be. Before we get into our first segment, which is Week in Review, I would like to, Kirk and I would both, right, Kirk?
That's right.
We would both.
You were getting like a head of steam going. I don't want to jump in at all.
Yeah, I know. I felt I had my coffees going. Kirk make me coffee. Kirk make me coffee.
I think I made you two.
You
and
made me two
protein shakes.
You made me two.
I got to say, Graham and I were playing basketball, and he's starting to step up his game a little bit. He played in the league this week with us.
I played. Kirk got me as a ringer.
Yeah, we had a couple injuries, so we had him as a sub, and he came in, played some D, had a block, had some boards. Clogged up the middle?
Yeah, yeah. I play, I don't know if you're a basketball fan, but my idol is Bismack Biyombo, defensive specialist for the Toronto Raptors.
Even if you're basketball fans, you might not know who that is.
No. No. Makes sense.
He's not that famous.
No. Yeah,
but we had a great week.
I'm trying to deal with, I used to be better. I used to be able to score, and now I can't score.
I'm
just a big, tall, mean guy in the middle.
I tried to explain to Graham that's what being a man is about. You get older, and then you lose all your skills.
But I'm young enough that this is my first experience at not being as good as I used to be.
Welcome to hell.
It stinks. Anyway.
You were going to dedicate this episode.
Let's get back
to Mary.
You sidetracked me.
Sorry.
Thank you. It was a nice compliment. I would like to dedicate this episode to our top donor. If you're new to the podcast, we have a program where you can donate to us through patreon.com/autastic, patreon.com/autastic. And there are different options you can click on, like how much you'd like to donate. We appreciate everything so much. It helps us keep doing this. And our top donor to date, we would like to dedicate this episode to Mary Beth Logue. Did I say that right?
I think so. She said it's Logue like Vogue or Rogue.
I think I did it.
You did it.
Mary Beth, you're the best. We appreciate it. Thank you so much. You along with our other donators, have helped us so much. But this one goes out to you, Mary Beth. Thank you so much. Okay. Let's get started.
Let's do Week in Review.
You told me one of the cutest things. It's sad and cute. Well, I'll let you take it.
It wasn't cute at the time.
Yeah.
I know it was funny to you because you didn't have to take care of him. But,
oh, my God.
So, JJ lives
your son.
In front of... Yes,
18
my son,
years old.
17, yes, 17. And he lives in front of a park in Sundsvall in the north of Sweden, right downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And they had... it's spring in Sweden, so everybody gets a little crazy. And they had a cosplay event.
Could you explain to our listeners what cosplay is if they're not familiar?
I'm 1,000 years old, but from what I understand, cosplay is costume play. So you get dressed up in whatever. So it can be Star Wars, it can be, but it's often like animals. So you get dressed up like a dog or like a cat is really common.
Mm-hmm.
And so this lady, like this cat lady, had whiskers drawn on, is like half cat, half cuman. Human, half cumin.
Half Cuban. Half man, half Cuban.
Half cumin. She's half the spice cumin.
Oh.
And half a...
Anyway.
So she started talking to him, and he totally freaked out.
What?
Yeah.
The cat lady talked to him?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
And so it totally scared him, and yeah. We're trying to explain to a... so he was really upset and just sad. So
poor guy.
She was trying to train a new an aide... my ex was, and the aide was like, I can't handle this. He's too much.
Oh, no.
So it was like, yeah, that was like the... So then my ex was like, is he really that bad? And I was like, well, you know, he's like 6'1", 230, and has some serious problems.
Your ex was asking you if
he's
really
that bad? Yeah, she's like, I don't see what the big problem is. He's not that bad. It's not like, I don't know why these guys can't handle him. I'm like, well, you're used to it,
yeah.
But this is like... I don't want to say worst case scenario, but physically he's fine. So he can run, he can push, he can,
I ask
beat you up.
Can I ask
but mentally, he's like 3 or 4. Go ahead. Right.
And can I ask you, does he take it easy on his mom?
No.
Like if it would, no. So,
because he doesn't know his own strength.
So she can handle him physically. Like he doesn't like beat her up or anything.
Well, they've had some, you know, we've had some
Rose.
Episodes. Yeah. So,
right.
But in general, what happens is maybe so the way most of the violence happens is he's listening to his music or something
yeah.
or his video mm. and he tries to put it on a loop. He walks away from his computer. You walk in between him and it gets to a part he doesn't want to hear. He tries to run to the computer to rewind it and he'll knock you over.
That's like a bear and bear cubs. You don't get in between the man and his music.
You don't get in front of a bear and
a bear
and his
cubs.
YouTube.
Yeah. You're asking for it.
Ugh. So that's how most of the stuff happens.
Sorry. So it's accidental.
Accidental.
He's not thinking about, I want to hurt my mom. He's thinking about getting this out of the this person out of the way so he can fix
right.
his
but
music.
But if you outweigh someone by 100 pounds.
Right.
And, you know, his mom's 44.
But he's not violent. Like, he's not like to the new assistant or what do you call it? The helper person?
Aide.
Aide. He's not going to be like, screw this person. I'm going to punch this
not
lady
usually.
In the face. Not usually, but yeah. It could happen maybe.
It's happened.
It's happened.
Not
well, I think
face,
if you're in that line of work, it's like you kind of expect one day to get punched in the face.
Well, I don't know what to say because, I mean, yes and no. I mean, at the same
yeah.
time, he's big.
Right.
So nobody's going to get punched in the face if somebody's bigger than
no,
you.
No, you're right. Yeah.
So I don't know what the solution is because he does this thing where he does...
You need a big... Was it a lady aide?
It was a guy. Hmm. He does this thing where he touches head to head, the forehead, like the Maoris do. I think I've told this story before. And so he does that like for affection, but if
that's
he
really
if he gets excited, he gets really affectionate and can give you a little Glasgow kiss. Yeah, he can give you a little headbutt.
Oh yeah.
And so yeah, he can sting you a bit.
It's really I know it's not the point, but it's nice that he likes to touch heads,
yeah.
which is like
when he does it,
a
nice,
form of
it's
touch.
Really sweet.
It's really sweet. My heart, my little heart. Well, I'm sorry. I didn't realize you didn't tell me off air that cost you an aide.
Yeah, that costs an aide. So,
are there other ones that we can try?
Well, she keeps trying. So she was planning on trying to come for her kids, her daughter's graduation, who lives with me, my daughter. But it's hard to find help. It's you know, as he gets older, it would obviously be easier if he's smaller. You know, I do that joke about when you have a son, you wish he was a linebacker. And then you find out he's severely autistic and you wish he was a referee.
Yeah.
Like, you know, he can go play in the field. Great. Go work it out. But it'd be nice if he was 50 pounds lighter, it'd be easier to find an aide. You know, if you go from 230 to 150 or 160.
Mm-hmm.
Just makes sense, right?
Mm-hmm. Totally.
So that's my week in review. You know what? How about you? You got a letter this week? You got...
Peter. So my brother lives on his own with some assistance, you know. But pretty much on his own. He lives in an apartment building. And last 2 years ago, the building's transformer blew up. And there was no power all of a sudden. And it was traumatic for him.
Yeah, I'm
because
sure.
he, like a lot of listeners know, is people with autism like routines.
Yeah.
And when something, you can prepare him for a million things. You can put a fire alarm or whatever, but when all, you know, you just forget to prepare him for a complete blackout, you know?
How often does that happen in Toronto or
Ottawa?
Ottawa.
Never.
Not that often, yeah. Once
no,
every
I think
10
it,
years.
It happened huh. once when I was a
exactly.
teenager, and it was like, remember that? Like, it just never happened. So the freaking transformer in his building went out, and it was traumatic, and, you know, luckily he had a cell phone and blah, blah, blah. But so anyway, there was a notice on his door saying there's not going to be any power for like 4 hours today or 5 hours during business hours.
Yeah.
He doesn't have regular business hours, so he comes and goes during the day. He's not like a businessman.
Fair point.
Yeah. And so he was like, okay, he was really gearing up for it. And I was getting all these letters about what he's going to do and everything like that. And I called him just before this taping to find out like what did you do, you know? And I wrote him back onto his original letter, And he's like, Graham, I'm responding to you right now. Can't you just read it in an email? And it's like, well, just tell me right now so I can say it on air. He's like, Graham, I'm just wait for my letter. And then he hung up on me. So here's his letter. Thanks, Graham. But somebody from my building had told me that the power came back on sometime around 1 p.m., which is earlier than he had thought. But I didn't want to think about getting back to where I live until 5. He didn't want to risk it. So he gave himself an extra four hours. Well, just in case, if my whole building's power didn't come right back on until then. Well, as soon as I had finished working at The Works, which is a hamburger restaurant he works at, where I work at, I went to go visit the Ottawa, I think it's Recreation Center. No, he went to a mall. Then he's using a lot of abbreviations lately.
Nice.
And he doesn't tell you what they are, so you have to kind of figure out.
You should know, Graham.
Yeah. Ottawa RC. Could be the Rowing Club. Could be Recreation Center. I think it's the Rideau Center, which is a mall. Then I bought myself another great extra brand new pair of jeanswear. I like these. He calls jeanswear lately, which is nice. Jeanswear from the Hudson's Bay store placement. He calls stores placements now, which I think are...
It's interesting.
It's interesting. I don't, that just happened. Then I visited some other great store placements that are at the mall. Then I went to visit another mall called Billings Bridge, and I visited some great new store placements that have been at the Ottawa blah, blah, blah mall. Then for today, I also went to spend some more time at Carlingwood Shopping Center. So this is his third mall he went to, just until I got right back to where I live at. Also, when I first got to the second mall, I saw two of my great Live Workplace staff members. So this is like the group that helps him. Live Workplace staff members who were Grace Hudson and then Paul LeDuc. Is it weird that I'm saying their names? I'm sure it's fine.
No.
My old Live Workplace job coach.
How dare they help somebody?
So, Grace Hudson and Paul LeDuc, my old Live Workplace job coach that I used to keep up to date all the times. So that was very thoughtful of me, Peter. So he's like, I saw my old job coach that I used to keep up to date with about my jobs, and that was very thoughtful of me to do in the past. And then he just stops the email.
He's done. When he's done, he's done.
He's done. So he wanted me to read that to you guys, and now you're up to date.
Now you know what's up.
He just took a wide berth around that power outage. went to three malls, and they're all in opposite ends of the city.
Yeah, he's getting his exercise.
There is at least a 45-minute to hour-long bus trip in between these malls.
Maybe he's walking. What's the weather like up there? It's probably not bad.
I would say it's probably 68 degrees and sunny.
Perfect.
At this time of year? Well, that's what happened. That's our week in review.
Oh, we forgot. We should give this update, too.
Oh, this is a big one.
Graham got a car.
I got a car.
So, for those donors, we were still working on putting together packages. We got a few emails from people saying...
We've been procrastinating. I'm not going to lie.
We're
going to do it.
We've been busy. I've had a lot going on. My daughter's graduating from school this week. I've had a lot.
I have a lot going on.
Parents are in town.
Yeah,
it's a lot.
I still haven't done my taxes. Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
I got an extension.
Oh, okay, good.
I keep lying in bed like, oh, God. It's my first American taxes, guys. I have to do taxes in two countries. I don't know what to do. Anyway.
It's going to work out. But what I was going to say was Graham bought a car.
Yeah.
We found a car for Graham.
Kirk helped me.
And it was, he got a great car. Great car for the money.
Yeah.
And got a Volvo. Very safe car.
Yep.
And so he can pick you up from the airport. I know some of you are really concerned.
Yeah.
We have that lovely lady come from Australia. I know she's interested. And so, he's all set up.
I will pick you up in a leather interior Volvo.
Ooh, don't look at the tears in the seats, but it is nice.
2002. I liked my last car was 2002 as well.
It's
silver
a good year
bullet
for you.
I like to keep it. I like to keep it 2002. That's the golden age of automobiles in my mind.
Fair enough.
The car's in great condition. I'm very excited about it. And
you're up to speed. That's it, guys. That's a week in review.
Yeah. So I got to think of like a name. The other one was a silver bullet.
I told you Black Mamba, which you didn't like.
I'm not going to name it after Kobe. Kobe stinks.
Well, that name existed long before Kobe played basketball.
Listen, there's too many Kobe.
I remember the NBA pre-Kobe.
Listen.
Back when me and Dr. Nate Smith invented basketball.
You look like Dr. Nate Smith. You look like you could be shooting on peach baskets somewhere.
We have a guy we play with named Wayne Fetterman who has a new documentary out called I Am Road Comic.
Yeah.
He's 57. And so the guys were busting my chops today asking like, hey, did you and Wayne go to high school together?
That's funny.
I said, no, I was Wayne's shop teacher.
Okay. Let's go into the news. In the news, where we do our weekly updates on autism news.
This is a heartwarming, exciting little doc change that's happening. This is in the Telegraph.
Move forward in society.
Move forward. There we go. A step in the right direction. Forward. I agree. Thank you, Graham. I needed that.
Mm.
This is in the Telegraph, British newspaper. Autism to be part of core teacher training, the government says. Basically, this article says that based on the statistics, all teachers are now going to have an autistic student in their class at some point, and that autism training should be mandatory for teachers that have no special education needs training at all, because otherwise they'd be unable to deal with the complex issues that could damage a child's education. This is great. Some of this stuff feels like it's like common sense, to be perfectly honest.
It's common sense, and you know, it's a big Western country, which influences the states a bit, and hopefully they'll see that, and it'll change here too.
Yeah, it seems like they're ahead of us about 5 years on this stuff. So hopefully, in the next 5 years, this will be. Yeah.
Well, it's a smaller country. They got, you know, harder to do stuff.
Much easier to manage.
Much easier. Yeah.
You know what? To be honest, I think California is probably. No, that's not true. Because I think England has. California has 35 million, and England's got more than that. It's more than 50, double that.
55.
Yeah, I think more than that.
Maybe
even.
60.
But yeah, so maybe California and some of the bigger states will come on board and everybody will.
That'd be great. You know what America needs, you know, for
success.
To institute things across the board is a strong leader, a dictator, one might say. Like a Stalin. That guy got stuff done.
Oh my goodness.
You know,
Stalin with red colored hair.
I'm just telling you, I'm gonna vote for Trump.
Is this what's conversation's going?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
I want things to run.
Me and Graham have these discussions off air. What should we talk about? And every week
we're like, don't talk about religion.
Religion
don't talk about politics.
Is the one thing that
don't
every
talk
week
about
we,
it.
We've got good ideas, but we're like, I don't think we need to destroy this podcast.
No, we
just
don't.
Yet.
This is not a religion or politics podcast.
So that was in the news. Looks like change is coming. I think.
Yes.
I think this is good. I think this is a step in the right direction, and I think this is great.
I think it's fantastic. I think that it would help. I know that it would help my brother when he was going to school. It's a little bit late for him, but it's just, I think a lot of people, especially people who are sort of could be in a regular classroom. Yeah. I really don't know if it would have ever really helped my brother.
My
because
brother would
he was,
not. I mean, my,
yeah,
my brother either, but my
yeah,
son.
Yeah. Yeah. Like it was a little too, it was obvious, you know, but I think people are on the cusp who should be in regular classrooms. I think it's going to benefit those kids so much.
What this article did make me think was the reason this happened was because 7,000 people, including teachers and MPs, wrote a letter to the Secretary of Education and had him change it. And that's how change happens. Like, you have to let your voice be heard. And if this is an important issue to you, we urge our listeners all the time, if you have issues like this that are important to you, you need to reach out to your people that govern you and your representatives and let them know.
Yes.
That's how change happens.
The system is messed up, but it's still, that stuff still works.
That's how change happens. Yeah,
it still really works.
That or violence.
No, that doesn't work.
That's a joke, people. I know we do have a lot of people that take what I say at face value, and that, just to be clear, it was a joke.
We get a lot of interesting letters from people who don't understand.
Who try to explain that our jokes aren't actually true.
Yeah, they're like, why did you state that fact?
And then we say, no, that was a joke.
Yeah, that's fine. We appreciate
all our listeners.
We do. And we need you all.
Speaking of which, should we do a topic du jour? We talked about doing some letters.
Let's do some letters.
Guys, we get a lot of letters, and we thought we would start a little segment where we read some.
Did you call
of
it a
letters.
Seg? Did you briefly call it a seg? A little hip?
So this was a note from Mandy F. It doesn't stand for what you think it stands for. And she says, I just want to say thanks for an awesome podcast. She wants to talk about, wants to know her brother. Okay, wait. She has a first cousin who is severely autistic, and they are experimenting with cannabis oil and its effects on autism. So they're moving from the South Georgia to Colorado.
Yep.
Which makes sense.
Yep.
Where it's legal.
Yeah.
We got a very nice note from Tammy B, who's a who's Dylan's mom. Remember, we had a segment a few weeks ago.
Well, Dylan has Dylan's Grant, famous enough. This one. He's famous enough. We can say their last name. Do you want to take a go at the last name? I got your back on this one.
Bermachi?
I love making you try and say last names.
And we just covered this too, and I don't remember.
No, I think you got it right. It's either Bermache or Bermache or Bermach.
Bermachi.
Bermache. Anyway, if you don't remember, a couple months ago, we talked about Dylan, her son, and he is the subject of two videos put out by Apple with regards to how iPads could help people with autism communicate. And the videos are really well done and make me cry. And I'm going to say they're going to make you cry if you haven't seen them. They have millions and millions of hits. So he's like sort of a online celebrity a bit.
Viral.
Viral. That's what the kids say. Yeah. And anyway, so we talked about it, and we talked about iPads and whatnot, and you know that was one of our topic du jours. And funnily enough, our little podcast found Dylan, the subject of the video's mother, and he wrote, and she's a woman. She wrote us a really nice letter saying, you know, keep at it and everything like that, and you know, like about how it. It had helped her son, and
it gave me some tips on trying it with my son. And we're making progress on that. We did that week in review a few weeks ago, mm-hmm. where we set him up with that, and so he's just starting to. He's done his first few requests with the iPad and the software. So,
what does that mean? Requests?
Well, you could do like
verbal request. Like
what? Well, it has a little picture of like I want, and then you push it, and then the machine says I want, and so like the idea is you go from pictures to then words. So he'll type eventually.
So that's great. He's already started to use it or tried it.
So I will.
He's done a couple of requests.
Yeah, but we'll do that. Let's do that in a different week. Let's do that different. We can review.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm excited. That's awesome. Anyway, and then she also said, "I'm going to leave you off with a letter from my son." And so the last part of her letter was her
sweet.
Son typing, and he wrote something really nice. And what stood out about me is how he was saying it helped me escape from the silence.
Yeah, he talked about how much effort and
do you want to read that? Can you have it
sure.
there?
Sure. My only advice is to see, he wrote kind of a pretty good note here, really kind note. And my advice is stick to it and let the communication come in its own time. It's a long road that took more effort than you might think to see me now. And even now there's work and effort. And days it seems like I'm starting all over again. It is all worth it to escape my silence. That's the part you like.
Oof. Poetic.
Yeah, that's a good line.
I can't imagine what that would feel like.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's a really good writer. He has one of the videos, he does, a commencement speech.
Yeah, I think so. From junior high, I think, yeah.
No, I think it's high school.
I could be wrong.
I mean, if he's in junior high, he's the best writer ever.
No, but it's an old video, I think. Yeah, yeah.
Well, what he's saying in that speech is very eloquent.
It's very good.
And it's so eloquent, I think it's high school. But anyway.
That's probably right.
Anyway, that's one of the main, like I saw that and I was like, oh, I've just been prejudiced against people with autism thinking that that's what they are inside and out. You know what I mean? And then you're like, oh, a lot of those nonverbal people are as smart or smarter than I am. And it must be really frustrating. And anyway, it was really cool. And I suggest...
Great note.
Yeah.
We got another note from Pamela E.
Dylan's Story is the name of the video.
Yeah, one's Dylan's Path and one's Dylan's Voice, I think.
That's
something
it.
Like that. Yeah. But you guys, I'm sure you've seen it in our feed.
You're tech
savvy. It's
in
our Facebook. It's in our... Yeah.
You found this podcast. You can figure that out.
You can do it. We believe you.
Mm-hmm. We believe in you.
In you.
Kirk and I both believe in you out there, listeners.
We get a lot of people that say, I like it. I'm not kidding. We probably had 100 people that have messaged us and said, I like it when Kirk says it's going to be fine. We literally had 100 people that say, and I'm like, the end of that sentence, I usually say, it's going to be fine.
Guys,
or it's not. Who cares? Either way, it's going
to
be fine.
You guys do not know how many times a day he says that to me. And that makes me feel good. It makes me feel good. And you know what? I found a really good car, and it was
got
fine
a great
in the
place.
End. I mean, Kirk lent me his daughter's car Shout out to Alex, by the way. She lent me her car through you for like a month, pretty much, while I was dealing with this crap.
It helped you, I think. Yeah,
it helped me a lot. It was good. She helped me a lot. And
now you're back on your feet. You've got a Volvo.
Oh man,
that's what's up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a great car.
I love California. Nothing rusts. Everything looks new.
Well, yeah, the bodies will last forever. Yeah,
yeah, it's great.
No ice, no sand.
Oh man, as a Canadian, I'm like, what the heck?
Let's go through these letters. We got a few more letters.
I'm tricking all these people with my old car. They think it's newer.
Your car does look new.
It does look new.
That's a great looking car.
Thanks, buddy.
You guys all get to see it. Everybody who we're going to donate, he'll pick up in the airport.
Yeah.
He's going to be so busy. No good deed goes unpunished.
Hey.
Pamela
worth
E.
Worth it to me.
Wrote us. She said that she works with youngsters on the spectrum. That's her job. And she wrote us a really nice note about loves your podcast. It keeps me entertained while walking my cat, which I don't hear very often. You're a cat guy, Graham. What do you think of that?
Well, I'm a new cat guy. I grew up a dog guy. But my girlfriend has made me, and I'm, you know what? I want to take this dog on a leash. I mean, this cat on a leash.
You call your cat dog?
Yeah, hey, doggy. But I want, because he looks at he's trapped in this little house. And he's like.
Because you can see the people. So I looked at her profile, and at her profile, she's got her cat on a leash. She walks her cat.
Hilarious. I get it. I totally get it.
So you and Pam have that in common. No, mm-hmm. Pamela. Anyway, she says, I work with youngsters on the spectrum. Have you ever talked about children with ASD and pets? I had a client that loved not one, but two pets a little too hard. May they rest in peace. I shouldn't laugh at that. I got to admit, I laughed pretty hard.
Kind of funny.
And then another client.
And sad.
Yeah, and sad for you pet lovers. It's sad. I'm not advocating violence towards pets. Another client used to terrorize the family's 18-year-old cat. Thank God they put it down. Okay. A little harsh. But now they're thinking about getting a kitten, and I'm trying to talk them out of it.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe get a bull mastiff. Maybe get an Ooh, adult yeah. bull mastiff. You know what I mean?
Or like, what's a serene dog? Like, what's like a lab or something?
Get just a big old lab who won't mind getting punched in the face. You know what I mean?
Straight punched.
I watched my cousins just punch their kid.
That's
like
so mean.
By accident. You know, they're wrestling with it. And it's just oh, you guys are just playing around. I get it.
Just and then docile. She says, the rest of the note is, have you guys talked about donating one's brain to science? There's a program.
I'm not, by the way, I'm not advocating punching a dog in the face. Please don't send me a letter about Graham hates dogs and thinks you'd be punched in the face. I obviously don't. I love animals so much. And don't punch your dog in the face. I'm just saying, you get it. Anyway, go on.
Please send the letters directly to Graham. I don't want to get them in the general box. Please, directly to Graham. The email address is grahamhatespets@autisticpodcast.com.
You can tweet me. You can tweet me directly at Graham K. Comedy if you'd like. You can email me. You can go to comedybythegraham.com and email me if you want.
The rest of it is, have you done a show about donating your brain to science? There's a program set up for people to donate their brains for autism research. They need brains of both people with autism and neurotypical brains. I've signed up. Also, anyway, it's great. I think that's a great idea. I hadn't thought of that, but...
Donating your brain?
I think I'd be willing to donate my brains to science.
Yeah.
Is it singular or plural?
I'm pretty sure it's one.
Brain.
Yeah.
It's a really lovely note, Pamela. Thank you so
Thank
much.
Thank you. I mean, yeah. I mean, we talked about this a while ago. Would you ever get your son a pet?
Yeah, I feel like, honestly, it sounds like, I know this sounds super selfish, but it just sounds like more work. I got to be honest. It's
you have to take care
of a third of the time he doesn't make it to the toilet, then I've got to clean up that poop and the other poop. Not the poop, but the pee.
Yeah, it's too much.
He does this thing where he pees and then he gets distracted and turns away from the toilet. It's so fun.
Yep.
So I don't know. That sounds like more work to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got a really nice note from Mary S. I almost said the name. We got a really nice note.
Peter has a bunch of we want him to have pets, but he can't, you know, same problem. You know, it's just, I don't think I'd trust him taking care of a dog. So he has a bunch of fish. And that fish tank is just a massacre. It's just dumping healthy fish into a swamp.
Oh man, that's too bad.
It's this constant battle with algae. I don't know what. It's just, you'll come over and it's just this green tank with like one fish just like please Air.
I've got the black lung.
And there's a bunch of dead fish all over the place. We buy like the little minnows.
Oh man, that's terrible.
His fish tank like fluctuates between 20 fish and like 2 fish. It's just a certain death.
I believe you.
Go ahead.
We've got Jose V sent us a note about there's a movie with Jet Li in it about taking care of an autistic kid. Very interesting movie. Becky N sent us a really nice note. Go ahead.
Is it an interesting movie? Have you seen it?
I haven't seen the whole thing. I watched, okay, so it's subtitles, and I tried to get through it, and it's a little sad, but I've heard it's an interesting movie. I've watched about 35 minutes, if I'm perfectly honest.
Oh, wow, that's more than I thought.
Well, here's the thing. Sometimes
glowing review from Kurt Smith.
I like to watch movies in the background, and you can't do that subtitles. You got to sit there and read the whole movie, otherwise you don't know what's happening.
You should not watch a movie in the background anyway. You should be. It's a multifaceted art form. You should be watching it anyway. What are you, a millennial? You're on your phone? Watch the movie.
I'm busy. I'm busy, man. Mm. I'm drowning. I'm drowning over here.
Drowning or drowning?
Drowning? Drowning.
Drowning.
Yeah, I think there's no D in there.
There's no D at all.
That'd be crazy.
Drowning. Okay, you know what? To be fair, I have been saying...
To be fair, English is my second language, but go ahead.
Is it? I don't think... I've been saying up until like a year ago, instead of filthy... Filthy with a TH.
Filthy?
Yes. No one corrected me.
How is that even possible?
I don't know. I have a comedy album. No, I have a TV appearance where I say filthy.
That's terrible.
Yeah, well, you said drowning.
Fair enough.
Listen, I'm opening up, all right?
Drowning.
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 Come on.
I think I did say drowning.
You did. Anyway.
We'll play it back, make sure I said drowning.
You did. They don't need to. Anyway, should we wrap it up?
Yeah, a couple more. Marina G, nice note. Mary C said a nice note. That's the group of women who listens to Vermont. There's 6 women that sit around and listen to us together.
That's so... Hey, you ladies are the best. This is a shout-out to you.
And, okay, there's so many more notes. Thank you guys so much for writing. I know that we're running out of time here, but we really appreciate all the notes. And that's it.
That's it, guys. You can donate once again at patreon.com/autastic, patreon.com/autastic. There's different amounts you can click on per episode.
This is our second plug. This
most
episode.
Popular is $1, which is less than a... less than... something that
a
is
Coca-Cola
cheap.
At the 7-Eleven.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay, yeah, specifically there.
Because they're never a dollar. It's like a dollar 80.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, you guys get it. Thanks so much. I'm at Graham K Comedy on Twitter.
Kirk Smith Comedy Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat.
Me too.
Facebook.
Yeah, me too. I'm at Graham K Comedy. Not you know, anyway. You get it. And also, you can write to us at autasticpodcast@gmail.com, autasticpodcast@gmail.com, or facebook.com/autastic.
Please, if you have a second, share our podcast with all your friends. We would really appreciate it.
That's the most important one.
Yep.
That's how we grow the most, and we continue to grow. What we would like to reach more people, obviously. If you think that anybody out there would benefit from this, please send them a link. You guys are the best. Thank you very much. Anything that I miss?
I love you guys.
Oh, yeah. I love you guys, too. Thanks. Bye.